So diving into the complexities of the basal ganglia, those neuropeptides you mentioned, like substance P and kephalin, they really show how multifaceted this part of the brain is, right?
Absolutely. It's fascinating how these neuropeptides, along with other neuromodulators like nitric oxide and phenethylamine, work together to influence the basal ganglia's functionality. It's like a well-orchestrated symphony of chemicals influencing everything from motor control to emotion.
And you know what I find truly intriguing is the functional connectivity aspect. The way the putamen interacts with motor areas during activities, that kind of regional coactivation is consistent with the parallel processing models of basal ganglia function.
Exactly. The caudate and rostral putamen's coactivation with areas like the rostral anterior cingulate cortex and the dorsal lateral prefrontal cortex is crucial. It highlights the complex yet beautifully coordinated interactions within the brain.
Right, and then there's the ventral striatum's connection with the amygdala and hippocampus, which adds another layer to our understanding of emotional processing. It's almost as if the basal ganglia is a behind-the-scenes director, subtly guiding our actions and reactions.
Oh, for sure. And speaking of actions, the role of the basal ganglia in controlling eye movements is a perfect example of its precision. The way it interacts with the superior colliculus through the substantia nigra pars reticulata is just wow.
Isn't it amazing? The substantia nigra's pause in firing that releases the superior colliculus from inhibition. It's like a perfectly timed dance, ensuring our eye movements are spot on.
Yes, and this pause mechanism is a testament to the basal ganglia's influence over both voluntary and involuntary movements. But it's not just about motor control, right? The basal ganglia are deeply involved in motivational states, too.
Absolutely. Dopamine's role here is pivotal. It's like a master switch that regulates everything from motivation to reward process. Increased dopamine levels can lead to a fascinating cascade of events that influence our behavior.
And what's really compelling is how this ties into decision making. The two models you've got, where one sees the basal ganglia as a critic, an actor, and the other as a selection mechanism, they both underscore its integral role in how we choose and prioritize actions.
Exactly. The basal ganglia's involvement in reward discounting and action selection is crucial. It's like having an internal decision matrix that's constantly evaluating outcomes and adjusting our behavior accordingly.
And let's not forget about working memory. The basal ganglia's gating function is essential for determining what information is retained in the prefrontal cortex, which impacts our ability to focus and process information.
Yeah, it's almost like it acts as a filter, deciding what gets through based on relevance and importance. This gating mechanism is crucial in managing cognitive load.
It's fascinating how these processes can go awry in typical conditions, too. Disorders like Parkinson's or Huntington's are stark reminders of the basal ganglia's delicate balance and its impact on our lives.
It really is a testament to the complexity and importance of the basal ganglia. Understanding these mechanisms opens doors to potential therapies and interventions that could drastically improve quality of life.
Indeed, and as we continue to unravel its mysteries, we gain more tools to tackle these complex disorders. It's an exciting time for neuroscience.
Absolutely. The more we learn, the more we can help people live better lives.
Couldn't agree more. Let's keep exploring these fascinating bad ways.
You know, it's really intriguing how the basal ganglia, despite being so deeply embedded in the brain, play such a pivotal role in both voluntary and involuntary movements. The coordination between the different pathways, like the direct and indirect pathways, is like a complex dance.
Oh, exactly. It's fascinating how these pathways regulate movement by either facilitating or inhibiting signals to the motor cortex. And the role of dopamine in modulating these pathways is absolutely crucial. It's like the conductor, an orchestra, ensuring everything plays in harmony.
Right. And when that harmony is disrupted, we see a variety of movement disorders. Parkinson's disease, for instance, highlights what happens when there's a reduction in dopamine activity in the basal ganglia, especially the putamen.
Yeah, and then you have Huntington's disease, which is almost the opposite. It's the overactivity, the lack of inhibition that leads to those uncontrollable movements. It's fascinating yet tragic how these conditions manifest based on the balance or imbalance within the basal ganglia.
And dystonia, which is another layer entirely. It's interesting how it can be both a hyperkinetic disorder on its own or a side effect of hypokinetic disorders like Parkinson's. There's this intricate interplay between the basal ganglia and even the cerebellum, as recent studies suggest.
Absolutely. And speaking of interplay, The role of the basal ganglia in conditions like Tourette syndrome and OCD adds another direction. It's not just about movement, but also about these repetitive behaviors and compulsions. The basal ganglia's influence extends far beyond what we initially understood.
And it makes you wonder about the potential for treatments, right? I mean, deep brain stimulation has shown promise in reducing symptoms for some of these disorders.
It's like we're just starting to scratch the surface of what's possible.
For sure, the more we learn about the basal ganglia's circuitry, the better equipped we'll be to develop targeted therapies. It's an exciting time in neuroscience, with so much potential to improve quality of life for those affected by these conditions.
The complexities of basal ganglia pathologies are indeed multifaceted, aren't they? The way limbic, associative, and motor circuits intertwine can lead to diverse syndromes like Tourette syndrome and OCD.
Oh, definitely. And it's fascinating how treatments initially designed for movement disorders are now being adapted for these non-motor loop dysfunctions. It's like we're repurposing a whole toolkit.
Exactly. And when you consider the role of dopamine, especially in Tourette's, it really highlights how critical it is.
The basal ganglia being so rich in dopamine receptors makes them a prime target.
Yeah, and the imbalance in dopamine signaling is so central to the pathology of Tourette syndrome. It's clear that the receptor sensitivity or turnover issues can escalate tics.
And then there's the comprehensive behavior intervention for tics. It's amazing how this therapy helps people become more aware of their tics and manage them, isn't it?
For sure, it's about empowering patients to gain some control, right? But then you have medications like neuroleptics or atypical antipsychotics that play a critical role too.
And let's not forget deep brain stimulation. It's such a promising approach for making tics more manageable, even though we're still without a cure.
It's true. Managing these symptoms effectively can transform lives. Like, dopamine's role in these disorders just can't be overstated.
Absolutely. The increased activity or sensitivity of dopamine receptors in the basal ganglia seems to be a key factor in Tourette's. It's such a delicate balance.
And speaking of balance, Sydenham's chorea and PANDAS bring another layer of complexity with their autoimmune elements, right? It's like a whole new dimension.
Yes, exactly. The way infections can trigger such profound neuropsychiatric symptoms is both fascinating and alarming.
And then there's dyskinetic cerebral palsy, where the basal ganglia are damaged, leading to those uncontrolled movements. It's a testament to how crucial this brain region is.
Oh, for sure. The interplay of neurotransmitters like norepinephrine and serotonin adds another layer. It's like a delicate symphony that can easily fall out of tune.
And with conditions like Lesch-Nyhan syndrome or Wilson's disease, the biochemical intricacies just keep stacking up. It's like a never-ending puzzle.
Exactly. And yet, with all these challenges, the potential for innovative treatments like gene therapy offers hope. We're just beginning to unlock the potential there.
Gene therapy could indeed revolutionize how we approach these disorders. And with ablation and deep brain stimulation, it's clear we're making strides.
Indeed. These techniques, though complex, are paving the way for better quality of life. It's an exciting time for neuroscience.
Absolutely. The basal ganglia might just be the unsung hero of the brain, influencing so much more than we ever anticipated.
Well, here's to continuing to unravel its mysteries and hopefully finding more solutions along the way.
Here's to that. It's been great diving into this fascinating topic with you today.
Likewise, thanks to everyone listening in. Stay curious.
Take care and keep exploring the wonders of the brain. Goodbye for now.